From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. We begin today with the nation's money. Coming up, how you can protect your bank account if your bank goes under.
In Washington today, President Bush held his first news conference in months, and he opened on the economy, the deep slide in world financial markets, and concerns over the safety of some American banks. The president's tone, calm reassurance.
I think the system basically is sound. I truly do. And I understand there's a lot of nervousness, but the economy's growing, productivity's high, trade's up, people are working, it's not as good as we'd like, but and to the extent that we find weakness, we'll move. That's one thing about this administration. We're not afraid of making tough decisions.
NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving back with us. Ron, did the president have an announcement or something new today? I'm wondering about the timing of this press conference.
No, Alex, no announcements, no news per se, nothing strictly that we had not heard before. But there were these big losses in the market in the United States yesterday, and that following the announcement of what the government was prepared to do to bail out those big mortgage institutions that are government-sponsored enterprises, even though they are private. And then, of course, overnight, huge losses in the Asian markets. And then today in Europe, the market opened down here again on Wall Street. So the president felt this was a time he needed to get out there. Also, in a lot of people's news this morning, they were seeing pictures of people lining up outside their banks. So he wanted to get out and make sure that people had heard from him that their money was safe in the banks and that the system was basically sound, and as we just heard him saying. I think there's one other thing to bear in mind here, and that is that over the course of the day, we were going to hear from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, and from some other people who were going to have assessments that were going to be a little on the gloomy side, a little on the bleak side, and the president wanted to compete with that impression.
We're going to be covering Chairman Bernanke's remarks a little later on the program in Marketplace. We'll just note that the inflation figures out from the Department of Labor today are not good. Also, remarks from Senator Obama coming up. But just the essence, if you can, Ron, the essence of the president's message beyond calming fears.
Interesting that the president in this particular environment was stressing a different role of government from what has normally been his focus, and that is that government is here to protect you. He used the phrase strong regulator when needed. The markets are powerful, of course, but the president was making the point that the markets at some point need to be controlled and that people need to be protected from some of the fallout. So this was a George Bush talking about the role of government in a way that has not been typical of his presidency. And he also wanted to make the point that consumers are smart, and that came up again and again in his remarks today to the press.
On gas prices especially, gas prices, gas and energy.
Yes. And, it didn't take very long for reporters to ask, well, gee, Mr. President, if we need more supply and we need to drill offshore, perhaps people should use less gas. And the president said, they don't need their president to tell them that. They're smart enough to figure out that they need to drive less.
And smaller cars, he said, you're seeing them move into that. NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. We'll note that there were also, of course, questions on Iraq and Afghanistan in the news conference today. And at one point, a reporter asked, what about Senator Obama's upcoming trip to Iraq? Any advice for him? And here's what the president said.
I would ask him to listen carefully to Ryan Crocker and General Petraeus. There's the temptation to let the politics at home get in the way with the considered judgment of the commanders.
We'll have more on Senator Obama's speech coming up on the program in just a moment.